Was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. February the 10th. It's 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, over the weekend, they changed the lights around. You see what's happening right here? All the lights have been switched around here because we have, as you know, we've got like 15 shows over the weekend, or 10 shows over the weekends, plus, gosh, I don't know, 50 people coming rolling through here, which is great. Anyway, Just Bob is with us today, and we'll tell everybody why that is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
We call him just Bob, but it's Bob Martin. So thank you for staying over from the news. You do a fabulous job in the morning and sitting in for Bob Belongi today.
And we're going to talk about that after the break here. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed this morning to open the week. Currently, the Dow's down 19 points at 15,774. Well, the Nasdaq's up 5 at 4,131. And the S&P 500's down 1. At 1,795. Oil's up a dime at $99.98 a barrel. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.67%. Gold's up $8 this morning at $1,273, while silver's up 28 cents at $20.22 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Hewlett-Packard's down a nickel at $29.02, Kimberly-Clark's down a quarter at $106.65, and Bank of America is down 16 cents at $16.66. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. Why? Because the stock market is up and down. Oil prices up and down. Silver and gold up and down.
It's riding.
And everything's just going around. You know, and you can't really watch it all the time, but they can. And that's their job. And they do a great job at it. Our Wells Fargo advisors. 243-7561. Weather. It's cleared up, but there's more coming.
That's right. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning. Mostly sunny today. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's going to be around 65. These clouds are clearing, partly cloudy tonight with 42. Now, again on Tuesday, we're coming with back in with rain and Tuesday night. Wednesday will be about 60% chance of rain with around 58 and 48 in the lows. We're looking forward to it. Love that wet weekend. It was fantastic. We attended a fundraiser on Saturday night. Loved walking in the rain. It doesn't matter to me. We had some errands, loved walking in the rain. Bring it on. Absolutely enjoy it. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Kenny's have been in business since 1997, veteran owned, and our customers are warm friends. Now, explosions.
Okay. We're going to take a quick, we'll talk about this a little bit and we'll come on back, but we got a lot of things happening today. We've got the Gateway Course. We have, eat dessert first. And of course, Randall Hempling's coming in for the Turtle Bay people. He's on the board of directors at Turtle Bay saying what they're going to do with the 14 acres, why they want to buy it. And of course, prevailing wage. All this is today. And we've got a big week today. The sheriff's going to be here and we're going to be talking about that, but where's Bob Belongi? We're going to tell you that as soon as we get back.
Let's talk about Bruce Ross, too. Bruce Ross is leaving the Record Searchlight.
Ooh. Yeah.
In a few weeks, he's going to be with
March 1st.
All right. Let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Ensemble Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious 5-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Norsey's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at EnsembleVineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Ensemble's, your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Rainfall, record in Redding on Sunday, 0.82 inches, 3.18 inches since the last week, and has fallen, and we've got more coming in on Wednesday. However, Lake Shasta is still only half full. Okay, a couple of things happening. Bruce Ross, editor of the Record Searchlight, not the editor, but the editorial writer, head of the editorial page, is leaving the Record Searchlight. And where is he going? New York Times, L.A. Times, Washington Post. He's going to go work for Brian Daly, the Republican assemblyman from our district. And as one of the people wrote in here, Bruce Ross is going to work for Daly.
Well, I think
we're gonna have Bruce on for you.
I can see that happening because, you know, we haven't talked to him personally, but my thought is that, you know, maybe at a certain point
he wants to work inside the
Absolutely. He's young. He's ambitious. He's bright.
He's liberal.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm just kidding.
Why not surround yourself with people
Silas
who?
Lines. Well,
he's smart and he's intelligent. Surround yourself with people who think in all ways. I think that's what you do with your advisors.
Right. I think you're right. And
so,
you know,
good for you, Bruce.
And Silas Lyons says calls him a conservative, which tells me where Silas is at.
That's okay.
He's, you know what? Bruce Ross is pragmatic, but what we want to do is we'll have Bruce.
We like Bruce.
We will have Bruce on before he leaves, and so he can talk to us about it. He doesn't have to, but, you know.
Now, Bob Belongi.
Bad Bob is looking for a place to live, my friends.
And Brenda.
And Brenda, because, you know, the guy, D.R. Ray, or whatever his name
East,
is.
East, I think.
Whatever his name is.
D. Ray East.
D. Ray East. D. Ray East.
Yeah.
Who, had 40 pounds of explosives in his house, blew off his hand in an accident and a little flash fire there, just happens to live on Chaparral Drive. And guess where Bad Bob lives?
Right next door.
Right next door to that address on Chaparral Drive. So, Bob, here's the explosion. We're going to have Bob on here today or tomorrow. Right now, he's out looking for a house to live in because he's been evacuated with all of his animals. And I shouldn't say all of his, you know, he's got dogs and cats. He's not, does he have llamas or something?
Yeah, no.
But, you know, so he
no
is there.
No pot belly pigs.
No, that we know of. But he's out looking for a place to live. But he was seen on TV. Bob
this morning and last night on the news. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the sheriff said, leave the area. We got 40 pounds of explosives. It's a 1,000-foot blast area. So there. So that's where Bob Belongi is today. And we'll have him back tomorrow to talk about it.
Hey, and if you know of somebody who would love to be able to have, you know, Brenda and Bob are very trustworthy. I think that they're very responsible for the care of their animals. So you're not going to have, I don't think, you know, anything chewed up. But anyway, I think I feel terrible for the animals as well as the people being displaced. So anyway, the family as a whole are looking for an environment outside of a hotel for the next month until they figure out what's happening.
It may not be that long, but they could be. By the way, we got a chatter that says,
"Oh, Bad Bob is on
Bad
the
Bob's
phone.
On the line." Hey, Bad Bob, tell us.
Good morning.
You're
morning.
A star.
We were just talking about you, as you probably know.
Yeah.
So what's the latest?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what's the latest from Chaparral Drive?
Well, we haven't been there since Saturday. They allowed us in to collect the cats, gather up more items for an extended absence, and more or less secure the house. We're going to arrange a return trip so that we can, kind of batten down the hatches. And thank goodness that the sheriff's office is running patrols and keep an eye on things. It's been a pretty disruptive experience. We thank goodness for some friends who have made some arrangements. We've got a little travel trailer that we can stay in so we don't have to stay at a shelter or anything. So we're safe and warm and not as comfortable as we would like to be and out of our environment, but we're getting by.
Well, you know, did you ever know something was going on there?
Okay, the general, and I'm going to be making a, I'm going to be interviewed by the sheriff's office later today, I'm told. Because I was the person closest to the property. We witnessed a few things that kind of had us scratching our heads. We had talked to the authorities, but nobody had any idea that anything like this was going on. As you saw in the sheriff's, in Sheriff Basinko's press conference, there's only been about 8 incidents of this type, and this is the largest cache of these homemade explosives ever found in a residence. So this is pretty scary stuff, and I want to say that I have nothing but praise for the professionalism and of the sheriff's office and now how they have kept us in the loop in what's going on. Now, there's some people carping about, well, why didn't they know? Who'd have thought that it had been anything like this? But, yeah, there was some activity next door. And the gentleman was known not to be the friendliest in the world, but for the most part, he kept to himself.
Yeah, he was growing, but he had a grows out there and stuff like that. I mean, he was into the marijuana culture.
I never saw any marijuana on this gentleman's property.
Oh, really? Okay, so this was a different piece of property out there then.
There's marijuana in the neighborhood. Yes, anywhere in those foothills, you're going to find little pot grows.
Okay, well then, see, I misunderstood that part. So did you have any indication at all? That's, you know, besides the fact he wasn't too friendly?
I saw him doing some unusual activities that I would not, you know, the guy did not appear to be making fertilizer. I had assumed, given the area and the times we live in, that he was involved in some drug activity, so I had alerted those authorities. So they were looking for, they were looking for that sort of thing when in fact he was doing something else entirely that involved the same type of equipment, but with much more, well, I won't say devastating results, but with...
But it could have been.
He could have been. Yeah.
40 pounds of explosives would have, from his area, would have, that would have touched you closely, huh?
At the time of his accident or incident, I was probably 100 feet away, as, you know, as the measuring tape goes. So had it been much bigger, my house would have been taken out and me with it, yes.
Well, we're glad that didn't happen. But now, you're going to be back here tomorrow, right?
At the station, yes.
Yes.
Now, in the midst of all this, I have come down with that really wonderful bronchitis thing, and I'm fighting that off today. So,
oh, dear. Well, Bob, I'm sure the pressure has been
you
immense.
And Brenda, yeah.
And,
I'm glad you're okay.
We're praying for you guys, and, you know, of course, I know the animals. Everybody's in shock. So it's, you know, a speedy recovery, and, you know, hopefully you'll be able to, like, this environment that you're in. We just put the word out for our listeners. If there was somebody with a house, it may be. You don't know how long you're going to be without your home.
Yes, some very good friends who have a nice, neat little new travel trailer. I mean, it's 21 feet, and it's us and the dog and one cat. The other cats are being farmed out. The bird is being farmed out. And we've secured all the valuables out of the house that we can. And, you know, that's tough. Even if things go very sideways and the house gets flattened, it's stuff. We're okay.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
The things we care about are okay, and we start over.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Thanks
so
much.
Thanks a lot, and hope to see you tomorrow morning there, buddy.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
All right, Donna, Terry, and Karen are here. Who are they? Wait till we come back from the break. You're going to hear all who they are. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Somebody who be you, wonderful you, and to be
good morning, the Northern Gateway Chorus. You've been listening to Donna, Donna, Terry, and Karen. We've got them on right now because if you reserve early by calling 246-SING, that's 246-7464, you're going to get a singing Valentine for a loved one, like that song. And then they also have a song that they do. It's for a friend. And, you know, what's really exciting about this is, they're going to do two songs and deliver them. So let's get you to talk a little bit about, like, give us a great story of what happened last year.
Oh my gosh, well, we've been doing this for many years now, 15, I don't know how many years, we lost track. All kinds of stories we could go on, you know, restaurants, offices. We sang to a lady that was crawling out from underneath her house. She'd been under there in the mud. She was standing there dripped in mud while we sang her a song.
Cry.
Yeah, we've gotten run over by grocery carts in Costco.
Love that.
Yeah.
I was thinking grocery store in a parking lot. At the gym. When somebody's getting ready to go out to their car in the morning, all of a sudden it's there. How about a neighbor that maybe has lost a loved one or has been down and out and feels alone, and all of a sudden, knock, knock, here are these four lovely ladies dressed in red doing these great songs and wonderful harmony, by the way. You guys are wearing like you won a competition recently.
Yeah, we were in the top five at the international competition in Hawaii in November, so that was really fun. And, yes, we have a special package. We call it our friends package. One of our former members who was a single woman always called, Valentine's Singles Awareness Day. And she always promoted doing something for your friends. It isn't always just for your sweetheart. Maybe it's, like you said, it's the widow next door or, someone who's in a convalescent home and just really missing their family and loved ones. You can just be there and be their friends. So.
And an uncle, a daughter, an aunt or something like that. Singing Valentine's for the Greater Reading area. It's the Northern Gateway Chorus. Give them a call. They're the Sweet Adelines International. 246-7464. Let's hear your next song.
Yeah, and we are also doing, if we haven't already mentioned, doing them over the phone. So if there's somebody long distance, we'll get them on the phone and we'll just sing a couple songs to them as well.
Great. I just booked them for my parents' 61st anniversary. They're going to call in the morning and surprise them with a great song. Please, ladies, thank you so much for being here.
You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Wait and see. Might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever, ever love you the way I do, just me and you, and as the years go by, friendship will never die. You gotta see, it's not just a knee, whoa, 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 you gotta.
Northern Gateway Chorus, if you want them to sing a Valentine's song, can show up and showing up.
Reserve early.
Give them a call at 246-SING. 246-SING, 7464 is the number. They also will call and also do them over the phone. So yeah. If you have loved ones in other places in the
That's
States.
Awesome. Now, is there
a
website? Or just use that phone number,
246-SING.
Thank you so much, ladies. You're lovely. I know you're making the radio rounds today. Reserve early. This is really something that people will never forget. It'll always go in their memory book on that day in 2014, February 14th, when these gals just popped up and sang to me. Thank you so much. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco & Brew on Hilltop. They've got macchiatos and all kinds of new coffees as well as cigars. Brand new selection of cigars that have just come in. Go take a look, and they have finally that parking situation is taken care of. Go see Tobacco & Brew on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. At ease.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Just want to remind everybody that if you can't get your audio streaming this morning, perhaps you should turn up your computer. Okay. Anyway, I was tearing this place apart. You know, my webmaster just got a zinger that went roared right through his head in the morning. So good morning, everybody. You know, it's Monday. So far today, we've talked to a bad Bob who was in the house next to the guy with 40 pounds of explosives. And so bad Bob is finding a place to live. He'll be back tomorrow. And we just had a Northern Gateway course singing great, you know, Valentine's Day. You can hire them for $35 to come to your loved one or a whole group of loved ones and sing. Yeah. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. What can I say? Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, SUV, why not shop locally? They're going to give you the best deals you're going to find anyway. So why don't you head to Reading Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. What can I say about that? Except that it is going to work for you. And they're having a huge sale. It's coming this up with the President Day sale coming up very, very quickly. And I also want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the Second Tuesday Club. And Mazalon Grill is hosting the Second Tuesday Club, and a lot of the proceeds there, 15% of the revenues, will go to Haven Humane. And I think it's going to be great. It's Mazalon Grill on Hilltop Drive, just north of the Red Line Hotel. So, There we are.
Special okay. announcements.
Special announcements.
You know, Monday is always great. We cover what's happened over the weekend, and we, you know, of course, had some wonderful events that we attended. And, you know, Reading is a very generous community. We talked about that, where our heart lies here in many ways, in many reasons. And one of them is because we really feel that this is a community that really gives and supports events, then go out of their way to support others that are in a time of need. And so coming up this Wednesday, February 12th, we have a very special guest with us, Michelle Martin-Strebe, who's with us. Good morning.
Hi, you guys.
Good morning.
Who's also a Record Searchlight.
And so,
person.
You know, big news. Bruce is going.
No.
Did that surprise you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what Silas acted like, you know, Silas just acted like he was completely dumbfounded.
Yeah.
When this happened. I mean, yeah. It was like he walks
it happened
in.
Friday afternoon.
On Friday, he walks in and says, I quit.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sure that there's a lot of soul searching.
Well, I know he didn't say that. You know,
yeah.
We know Bruce.
And you're
close.
A
lot of people don't realize because we don't talk about it, but I email back and forth. Bruce and I send things, you know, send messages back.
I don't think that'll stop.
No, I hope not. Because, and you know, we'll take both sides or we'll end up on the same side on some things. And, but we go back and forth like that. And frankly, I'm going to miss the fact that he's there because there's times he would just get me.
Riled
my
up.
Blood pressure. I'd have to go out and run for 12 miles and, go out and shoot 853 little squirrels.
Oh!
But we're going to you know, Bruce is going to go work for Brian Daly. And that right there, you ought to see the chat room on that one.
Yeah, it was a shock.
I'm sure that anyone, when they make a big change like that, there's a lot of soul searching that goes on about, you know, and especially because you become a family, like we're a family here. Mm-hmm. When you start to work together, there has to be a synchronistic, like, movement. And Michelle, you've been with the Record Searchlight for how many years?
16 years.
So that's like a life. That's like your child would be in high school at this point.
Yep.
So you kind of live and breathe. You get to know habits and what not to say and how to say it. Just like being in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's another form of, we're here today to talk about, Wednesday, February 12th at Turtle Bay. You're doing, Life is Short. Mm-hmm. Eat dessert first.
That's right. We sure are. This is a huge event where we invite the public to come, spend $20 and, get in and they peruse, walk through the Turtle Bay Museum, and try hundreds of different kinds of desserts. I mean, literally hundreds. We have everything as sample sizes, and you go from table to table. We change out the desserts about every 10 minutes. So by the time you get to the next table, you're going to see something different. And we have also five large sponsors that have much bigger displays of their items. Chartwell's will have a big caramel fountain and also a chocolate fountain with lots of crudités and other things that you can dip into the chocolate. Holiday will have all kinds of cakes, and they'll even have some chocolate from Chocolate de Nanette. Cold Stone will have four flavors of their most popular ice cream in February, as well as some frozen yogurt. Sandy Specialties, she will transform her area into an enchanted forest, and she brings, I think the list is about 15 different items that you can try, and she just really goes all out. And then Sweet Spot has many cupcakes, many cheesecakes, and she'll also have some gelato. And one of these cupcakes she's making with Indian Peaks wine, which she serves at her little wine tasting area at Sweet Spot.
So you get to sip wine and champagne and then play in the Dutch raffle and live auction. I know that a week ago or sometime back, I had you on my Thursday night show, and you had some great live auction items. But let's just face facts. When everybody comes together for these event, it's the money is going to One Safe Place.
Yeah. This is a benefit for One Safe Place. They put together some pretty fun revenue opportunities, including wine and champagne. You get to buy that as you walk through, although we have free coffee, free water, and, you know, beverages like that. Dutch Bros is very generous. They have decaf, regular coffee, and also a mocha drink that we can have. But One Safe Place is going to be raising money for camp and also just for the bottom line there. They have a prize wheel, so every time you spin the wheel, there's a prize. The Dutch raffle has 17 different items in it, all kinds of fun stuff. And then the live auction, this is brand new this year. We have three items. We have a barbecue camp for six or eight folks to come to your house, and Mike Dill from Dill's Deli will come out and teach you or help in better your skills on the grill. Prather Ranch has donated quite a bit of meat to the event as well. And Brett Weaver donated a new gas grill for that. We also have Girls Night Out. Four ladies can get in the limo, have martini, go over to Boheme's Salon and Spa, have a couple of treatments, and then get a ride home. And then the last item is a year of dates. And we've actually put together more than a year of dates, but we basically have lots of gift certificates and tickets to all kinds of events around town so that you could literally have a really nice outing every month, or you could do it all at once if you wanted to. It's a great thing that you could bid on with your friends, or you could just do it by yourself and take out all your friends and your loved ones if you'd like to.
Well, 5:30 to 7:30, and Michelle, we appreciate, you know, this is something that the Record Searchlight gets behind. You guys sponsor this.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that. Eat desserts first, places that you can get tickets.
We are almost out of tickets, so today's the day. Tickets are still available over at Cold Stone Creamery, Sweet Spot. Sandy Specialties, I think, has a few more. Mary's Pizza Shack has some. And the Record Searchlight just has a few, and so does the library. We have the store in the library, the bookstore, will carry a few of them, too.
It's a very popular event. I have attended a few years in a row, and it's really a fun night. You get to eat and visit and drink, and you're in the side of the Turtle Bay, you know, museum, which is fabulous. And the money's going towards one safe place. So when you're buying your raffle or your Dutch raffle, you know the money's going towards, something that's very needed here.
Right.
And shelter and Camp Hope.
Right.
That's right. One safe place. You know, they do a lot for our community, a lot for, you know, and we've had them on, gosh, numerous times. We've been backing One Safe Place when it was Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Mm-hmm. So, frankly, I'm glad they combined so it was easier to say One Safe Place. But here's a good chance. This is a great time to go there and just, you know, just take your diets, take anything you're working on, hang them at the door when you walk in.
And
just,
right.
you know, and get rid of your guilt. Just take your guilt, drop it on the other side. You already have two bins. One for diets on this side and another side for guilt.
Yep.
And they walk through. Here's that one. Here's that one. Just walk in, do it, and walk out. And then, you know, you're back on it. So, One Safe Place. And Life is Short. Eat dessert first at Turtle Bay this Wednesday. Still get tickets for $20 a piece. And it's like all you can eat.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah,
and thank you so much, Michelle Martin Strebe from Record Searchlight, and all that you guys do in order to get behind our fundraisers here. And this is again, the proceeds are going to One Safe Place. Life is short. Eat dessert first this Wednesday, February 12th, at Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. Sugar.
Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey! Hey! This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:47 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. What can I say? They're off there at the, except they've got everything. They've got the deli. They have four nutritionists on the staff. Did you know that? They have four nutritionists on the staff that will consult with you for free. That's right. Plus they have, they have classes on nutrition and dieting and good eating and things that are healthy for you. Plus the largest collection of, or largest assortment of foods, natural foods and supplements in Northern California, I would say. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Plus, they have Amazing Foods for Life with Vicky, who started that, Joe's daughter. And we're going to be having her on here next week. So Orchard Nutrition, give them a call at 244-9600, 244-9600, Orchard Nutrition. You know, we're really off our timeline here, so we're going to have to be quick on the things we're doing.
We've got some guys out there waiting for us.
Yeah, we've got Randall Hempley and Arch Pugh. They're going to be here talking about Turtle Bay and what's going on with that, with the latest on that. This week's going to be a very, very busy week. You know, comments about Bruce Ross leaving. Things like that going to work for Brian Daly. You know, in a way, you know, they were, you know, flabbergasted, as you just heard, about Bruce coming in last Friday and saying that's it, and then leaving on March 1st. It's kind of like, it is kind of a strange thing that he goes from, and let's face it, I mean, you know, it's the only paper in town. He goes from being an editorial writer for this, which, and he has strong viewpoints. He and Patrick Jones going at it for, 3 years? And Patrick can see him leave. And isn't there just the feeling that Bruce would like to have seen Patrick leave? But Patrick's now going to see Bruce leave and go to work for Brian Daly, who is a, you know, quote, conservative, you know, I shouldn't say quote, he's a conservative Republican assemblyman from our district up here who represents all of the Northern California, is on our show every week, every month, and is fighting for us down there. And Bruce is going to be his district director. Isn't that interesting? I can't wait to talk to both of them to see how this happened. Anyway, let's get us back on schedule here. We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk about, do you want to, you know, the Democrats and Obama continue to want to, undermine the military. And the latest they've come up with, of course, is to use sexual assault as a reason to destroy the military's chain of command. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:56 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
His portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Professional, experts in heating and air. It's still getting cold out there. It's 43 now, but it could get colder here before it gets warmer. You need somebody that knows what they're doing. Somebody that can guarantee their work, give warranties, and can work on any type of heater or air conditioner. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. They can do it all. And they do it quickly, professionally, and you're not going to have any problems. Give them a call at 221-2642. How can we say that? Because we've used. And we use
them. And
Alliance
I love
Heating
the
Air.
Constant hot water heater. Oh, I think about.
Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. When I left, I talked about the further deterioration, the further attack on our military. And here's, through their surrogates, Feinstein and Boxer. But obviously the Pentagon is not the Pentagon, but the Department of Defense and Obama. Here it is. There's sexual assault cases. All right. Sexual assault cases have made their mark in the military. This is known. But also sexual assault cases, which nobody wants to address on college campuses and universities, which is even higher and worse. And so the latest is they want to take sexual assault cases out of the chain of command and have, you know, special prosecutors in the military take it. So in other words, you've got a command of 1,000 men and women. You, we trust you enough to take them to combat, put their lives on the line, but we don't trust them to be able to take care of them in peacetime for a variety of stupid reasons from people who have never served in the military or people who have a bent who have got a, you know, a cross to bear against the military as their experts. And they point out, as Feinstein and Boxer point out, oh, we've got 24 former generals and high-ranking military officers that agree with us. There are thousands that disagree. What they want to do is take a sexual assault case, no matter what it is, and take it out of the chain of command, out of that commander's hands, and say, we don't trust you in this. Now, has there been mistakes made in the past? Yes. Will there be mistakes made in the future? Probably, because people are human. But to do that, to the military chain of command, to say we don't trust our commanders to give his people or her people the right, you know, to give them, to take care of them and do the correct thing is wrong. It's another thing. It's another way of just tearing down the military, which they are so happy to do. Forcing people into MOSs, occupational specialties they cannot do because they're women. That's another whole show. But they want that too. Affirmative action in the military. Oh yes, that's gonna work. That's, no matter what, let's just put them out there in front. And I'm sure they can do it. Well, let's find out if they can before you do it. And actually have people complaining because, you know what, your gender neutral physical standards are too hard. So let's tear it down that way. But on this one, taking the chain, tearing apart the chain of command on this by using things as though these commanders should focus on their wartime duties and wartime training. Well, what do you think they do? What do you think they've done? What do you think they do when they're not in combat? They train. Does that mean you have to take them out? You take any type of sexual assault case, any type, out of that chain of command? Even the head of the Senate's military committees disagrees with this. And yet they continue to push this. Again, tear down the military. Tear down the military. And it's a concerted effort. Oh, no, we love our military. We love our veterans. Lies. Lies.
All right. So speaking of drone attack controversy, Obama administration wrestling with whether to target U.S. terror suspect headlines. An American citizen who's a member of the Al-Qaeda is actively planning attacks against American overseas, U.S. officials say, and the Obama administration is wrestling with whether to kill him with a drone strike or how to do so legally under its new stricter targeting policy issued last year. The CIA drones watching him cannot strike because he's a U.S. citizen. Citizens in the Justice Department must build a case against him. And a task hasn't completed. Four U.S. Officials of the American suspected terrorists in a country that refuses U.S. military action on its soil that has provided have proved unable to go after him. And President Barack Obama's new policy says American suspected terrorists overseas can only be killed by the military, not the CIA, creating a policy conundrum for the White House. I think that's a bunch of BS because you know that there's covert operations that
of course there
take
are.
Them out.
They're not even talking. They're not even talking about it. Again. We trust our military to go ahead and do that, but we don't trust them to perform a non-judicial punishment. Okay. All right. Hey, that got us all fired up. That's good because coming in right after the news is Randall Hemplin and Arch Pugh. We're on the board of directors of Turtle Bay. They want to talk about the proposed
hotel.
Purchase of the Turtle Bay, of the land for Turtle Bay, 14 acres, the hotel, prevailing wage, and the whole thing, which I'm looking forward to hearing their perspective on. Of course, we've heard Patrick Jones. We've heard Rick Bassetti. And both of those on the city council are opposing that. But let's hear from them. And, of course, later on, we will also have the unions in here. Andrew Meredith talking about it also. This is Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has another bronze medal at the Winter Olympics in Russia. Compliments of super combined skiing bronze medalist Julia Mancuso, who says she may have surprised some people by picking up another medal.
It's kind of like, for me, putting out these dreams and beliefs that I can come in here and have a medal, and everyone being a little skeptical and just knowing in my heart that I can do it was kind of like crossing the finish line saying, see, it works! Believing in yourself really works! I got a medal today!
Mancuso finishing third in the women's super combined for her fourth career Olympic medal. With memories, thousands of vehicles gridlocked for hours on icy metro Atlanta highways, fresh in their minds, it's not a wintry scene that Atlanta officials or state officials want to repeat anytime soon on their TV screens. In the south, forecaster Bruce Sullivan says the National Weather Service is predicting another mass of cold air could cause such conditions again.
Rain will change over to freezing rain or sleet and maybe even some snow a little bit further north.
Well, Governor Nathan Deal, who was criticized for his response to the January 31st storm that paralyzed traffic in the greater Atlanta metro area, says that he is already getting emergency response personnel in place. AOL Chief Executive Officer Tim Armstrong has abandoned a plan to delay company contributions to employee retirement accounts until the end of the year after workers complained about the new plan.
AOL initially decided to pay matching 401k retirement contributions in one lump sum at year's end in a move to cut costs. Workers who left the company before the end of the year would receive no contributions, and all workers would sacrifice interest or earnings on those contributions throughout the year. Armstrong says following a worker backlash, the company would return to depositing matching contributions every pay period throughout the year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. Has been slow going for the Dow. It's down about 40 points, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Senate begins its work today on a bill that would repeal a $6 billion cut to military pensions. More from SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The first procedural vote on the bill will occur in the evening. The bill would restore the 1% military pension cut that was contained in the budget deal that Congress approved in December. The bill, introduced by Senator Mark Pryor, is not offset by a plan to pay for it through cuts elsewhere. Other versions of the bill have failed to gain any traction. One, introduced by Senator Bernie Sanders, would pay for the pension fix by using funds from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Another, proposed by Senator Kelly Ayotte, would pay for the pension restoration by preventing illegal immigrants from claiming a child tax credit. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Two straight weak job reports raising new doubts now about economists' predictions of breakout growth this year. The global economy is showing signs of slowing again, manufacturing slumping, and fewer people are signing contracts for homes. This is SRN News. A woman in Southern California under arrest after allegedly causing a crash left six people dead. CHIP spokesman Rodrigo Jimenez.
Anybody who decides to get behind the wheel after they have been drinking and driving or doing drugs, they need to reconsider that. Incidences like this do occur.
And 21-year-old Olivia Colbrant has been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and manslaughter. Officials say that she was headed in the wrong direction on Route 40 when her Chevy Camaro collided head-on with an SUV. Barks, blow dryers, and black Russian terriers all will be abounding at the 138th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Deborah Dorkman's Doberman Pinscher is among those competing.
It's our first time ever in New York, first time at this show, so we're very excited. If he shows well, I'll be happy.
And the judging beginning this morning and the winner to be picked tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, my friends. Gosh, it is the, the 10th.
It's the 10th of February, 8:05 in the morning. So glad to have you with us. We're going to get on a speed dial here because we've got a guest. We've got like a real hot show this morning. But we want to start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our guest, or with our expert, Josh Wiley. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, good morning. Well, markets are moving lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 55 points at 15,738, while the Nasdaq's down a fraction of a point at 4,125, and the S&P 500's down 5 at 1,792. Oil's down 16 cents at $100.04 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.66%. Gold's up $8.30 this morning at $1,274, while silver is up 2 dimes at $20.14 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's up 3 pennies at $31.24, ExxonMobil's down 86 cents at $89.72, while AT&T is down a penny at $32.31. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? The market's up and down, up and down. What's going on? Well, call your Wells Fargo Advisors at 243-7561. They're your neighbors. You can look them in the eye and talk to them. It's not some disembodied voice over the phone. 243-7561. They're right down on Park Marina Drive. All right, let's go to Terry. Good morning, Terry. You got something that's happening tonight.
I do. How are you two doing today?
You know, we're doing great. You know, I just got something here. It said, Carl, amazing series of programs now on Sundays. So, and they're thanking us.
Great. I'm happy for you. That's
anyway,
great, buddy.
So what's happening tonight?
Anyway, tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, James E. Horn is going to speak. He's lived and worked in the Islamic environment. He's a writer, and he talks about the Islamic fundamental truths, and he gives some serious cause for concern. In his own words, he's Islam aware and therefore Islam adverse. So someone who's an expert on this, and I think with everything going on, especially the Benghazi situation and everything else, I think this is going to be a really interesting program tonight.
I'm sorry, Terry. I just had my earphones turned off for a second there.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. It was just turned off right there, and we're trying to get some other things done here. So I missed what you just said to me.
Did it go across the airwaves?
It went across the airwaves. Everybody else got it but me. I'm sitting here pushing buttons, okay?
Well,
Anyway,
that's who we have speaking tonight is James E. Horn.
Okay,
and hopefully the folks got that. yesterday was interesting. We had a town hall for the state of Jefferson.
Right.
We had that in Live Oak, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people. It was done first cabin at the embassy campus, about a half a mile north on Highway 99, and it was amazing. Out of that, long story short, there's a lot of things that happened, but supervisors from Sutter County and Yuba County requested declarations for the separation from California after that event. That's how powerful it was.
I know you've always had at least 300 people showing up for these things. So,
yeah,
okay.
I guess Del Norte to me was probably the most amazing on a Tuesday night with, you know, they had almost 320, but this one last night was, it was amazing. We had two people who are running for assembly down in that area also that showed up. So it's, I mean, there is the...
We've got you set up.
It's beyond belief what's going on here. I mean, everything from the supervisors really listening to the fact that we have so many people engaged, whether it be the economics, whether it be attorneys and how we do this thing, whether it be people in the legislative body that are interested. And about the school systems, and we did get some information from the Attorney General on what would happen with schools,
Terry,
what would happen with prisons, what would happen with the equipment we have
left
over in our neck of the woods when
Terry.
This does happen. Pretty amazing stuff.
Hey, Terry. Okay, we've got you scheduled for a catch-up, too, and we've got a – so tonight, 6 p.m.
6 p.m., James E. Horn speaking about Islam. He's an expert on it. Invite everybody to come out, and have a great day, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry. Weather. What do we got for weather today there, Linda?
Well, it's going to be, it's 43 degrees right now currently, and we're going to have a mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 65, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 42. Slight chance of rain tomorrow with 65 and 46 in the night. You guys are over here laughing. Our guests are here like, come on, come on. Wednesday, looks like we're going to have 68, Wednesday night around 48. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
What exactly is Dual Air Technology?
That's
where your sleep number.
Absolutely, where you can have one number and I can have another number.
My number is 35.
And your shoulder, you know what? You've got a better night's sleep because your shoulder's been hurting you from working out.
It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And I can only say is that since we've had our sleep number bed that it has gotten better. Each side is adjustable. It contours your neck and shoulders. And right now is the final days of the ultimate sleep number event. The largest closeout event of the year with savings of 50%. On Innovation Series limited edition beds, exclusively at Sleep Number Store. Made in America, guaranteed. I can't say enough about Sleep Number, except that it's located in the Target Shopping Center back there. And the Sleep Number professionals will give you excellent, it'll be outstanding service. They deliver the bed. They take your old bed out. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic.
Find out what your number is today. I'm a 45.
I'm a 35 because you're tougher than I am.
Oh, you're really a 10.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, honey. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Randall Hempling and Arch Pugh. Both are board members of Turtle Bay. And we're going to talk about the purchase of land. We're going to talk about hotels. And we're going to talk about everything. And we're going to start that right after this.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:16 in the morning. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. 10th of February. It's not raining, but it will be later on this week. Linda's here with me. Our guest today, Randall Hempling, a former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Arch Pugh, who is here, who is a very well-known and respected lawyer here in the
practicing
city. Practicing attorney.
Man at law.
Yeah, man at law. But they're also members of the board of directors for Turtle Bay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, we continue with this, having people on all the time because this is pretty important to our city and, well, and to the North State. Turtle Bay, the museum, but expanding and what's happening, you've got two very strong vocal sides with, well, three vocal strong sides here that are addressing this issue. So, Randall, can you start off with this and kind of give us background and everything for people that don't know?
Get some things out there, the history of Turtle Bay, so that the people understand that it's not something de novo that just showed up and acquired some land and put a museum there. Back in the 90s, there were three distinct museums in town, and they were all good. They all did a good job, but they didn't prosper, and they were all receiving public support, public meaning city support, to the tune of about $800,000 a year. Well, the city wisely said, you know, it would be much better if you could consolidate these, put them into one. We'll continue to support it financially, but having three distinct parts wasn't working. So, first of all, the political move to get the three together, because everybody had their own interest, was dynamic, and it worked. And from that came Turtle Bay, what you see today. In a trade, if you will, or an inducement, the city had property along the river, which where Turtle Bay is presently, that had been designated for public use only, no other values assigned to it. And they said, what we will do is if you, Turtle Bay organization, will put $5 million into improvements, capital improvements, which would include the museum, into this property, we will call that the lease, effectively. So that's the price of the lease. So when you hear people say that they should have been paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's erroneous, because what it did is it took a burden off the city of $800,000. Now, they continued to pay money over the years. And in fact, when I got on the board, we'd just gotten like the last check, like $260,000 or $270,000. And now 4 years, and immediately they stopped. There's been no support, public support for Turtle Bay in the last 4 years. And it's been, you know, working off of donations and just entry fees. But back to the point, the lease was $5 million of capital improvement. That's the lease. And it's a 90-plus year lease. The land is distinctly set aside for public uses. So when someone says, well, it's worth $4.5 million, well, no, it's not, because you have the lease requirements. It's a public use. And the only reason that the hotel was allowed at all is because it supports the public use. That's it. There's no other way that it could have we could have put a hotel on there.
Okay, but you're saying it supports the public use. You mean because the proceeds, all the
100% of the proceeds from the hotel go to support the museum.
Turtle Bay. Okay, so that's why it's under public use.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah. And it's for the public benefit.
Of that property down there, no matter who owns it, is only for public use. Is that correct?
Well, Arch could tell you more detail on
that. Well, and we'll get to that. See, that's one of the big questions.
That's the thing. You can't use it for something else.
Okay. That I think people need to understand, and we'll go back into that.
That's the restriction on the lease. So that's what makes the value of the property what it is. And now you'll hear that there have been all these different things. And by the way, Arch and I aren't here to talk about the purchase of the land other than the fact that we're the operators of Turtle Bay. We don't represent the McConnell Foundation.
Right.
In their negotiations.
Their negotiations are going on right now.
But we can tell you the why and the wherefore of sure. Turtle Bay and what the need is and how – and I'm just going to use the word ludicrous it is for people to look at this and think that it's anything other than a public benefit. Because going forward, there's going to be an additional $500,000 to the city coffers coming from the TOT tax and other improvements in the property. So this is a net win-win for everybody in the community.
Well, you know, I think people understand that with the hotel. I don't think, you know, frankly, except for the prevailing wage idea, I think people understand all that. I think there's some kind of concern about the 14 acres and what's happening to it with that. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Even though that's a McConnell thing. Is the land owned, if the land's bought, does it immediately revert to Turtle Bay?
the land, the purchase of the land is being done by the McConnell Foundation.
So McConnell Foundation will own the land.
With restricted use.
With restricted use. Okay, well that's, I think.
Plus I think it's restricted by the lease. The lease doesn't disappear. So Turtle Bay still has the lease on the land, even though McConnell may own the underlying fee.
Okay. Let's talk about that when we get back, Arch. Because that's one of the big things. One of the things was the same, well, then that lease, you know, when the lease is sold, then all the covenants go away.
That's not correct.
Okay. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, our guest, Randall Pugh and Arch, I'm sorry, Randall Hamblin and Arch Pugh. We're talking about Turtle Bay and trying to correct some of the misconceptions that are out there right now. We'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this is grassroots radio, my friends. You're going to hear it here. Things that you want, questions you want to ask. We're trying to ask them here.
We should have, the juice happens at the break. So I swear, we start to cover stuff at the break during the commercial. So let's bring that back.
Our guest, Randall Hempling and Arch Pugh, both on the board of directors of Turtle Bay. And the big question is this, and Arch was talking to us about this, is the conception that I had, even though, is that once the land is sold, that lease then goes away, Turtle Bay owns the land free and clear and can do anything they want.
That's not accurate.
Okay.
When McConnell buys the land, they buy it subject to the lease. And because of subject to the lease, that's why the valuations are placed where they were on the appraisals. The lease the Turtle Bay has still is only for the uses of park facilities, related facilities to a museum. And the only reason the hotel can be built is because it is related to providing income totally for Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay would not have the right to have an independent party come in and put up a hotel or a restaurant or anything else. They have to do it. The proceeds have to be for the park-related purposes and go to the park. McConnell is buying the land only to facilitate Turtle Bay's lease on the property and Turtle Bay's ability to build the hotel. And they don't have any rights or ownership other than subject to the lease. So none of the covenants leave, none of the restrictions on the use of the property. none of the abilities to maintain or take care of the property disappear as they currently are.
Okay, so if everything I'd always heard was something like an IMAX or another, you know, something else like that. So you can't build condos down there.
No, you couldn't build condos because there's not a function of a park or a park-related facility.
And I know what we said about, the planning commission and city council, but we also know that can be changed in one election. So, but the big thing though is what Turtle Bay, now would Turtle Bay ever, you all are on the board of directors, do you see any changes in that? Can you change that?
We wouldn't want to.
I know, but could it be changed?
I don't know how you would change it without having to do a complete remodification of the lease.
Okay.
And then you'd have to do two modifications, one with the city and, of course, then one with McConnell, who will be the underlying fee on that portion of the lease. And so you've got those problems to go through, but there's still the ability of the current restrictions, which are there, and Turtle Bay is bound by those.
Let's drop this one on the table here, prevailing wage. The argument for prevailing wage is...
Argument is that whatever the city has done in supporting the hotel has, in fact, given value to the lease, and therefore the prevailing wage attaches. We just had all of those amendments rescinded, so they no longer exist, with that the union claims the prevailing wage. But I think the issue with prevailing wage is a little different. You know, we're not against unions and the union rights to do whatever the law says they do. The problem we have with the hotel is, one, we don't believe there was value. But number two, it appears in running the numbers that if you add prevailing wage as a price to the development of the hotel, there's no return from the hotel, and therefore there's no income from the hotel, so it doesn't make any sense to build the hotel. If you're going to invest money, you want a return on your money. And if all you do is invest money to pay back debt and without any return, there's no sense doing the project. And prevailing wage puts us to the point where either we get no return or we have to charge somewhere around $250 a night for a room. And in Redding, California, you're not going to sell rooms at $250 a night. And therefore, this hotel couldn't be built using prevailing wage. And that's our real problem with prevailing wage. We can't build the hotel. This was not a commercial venture that could be built by any private enterprise. The only way this could be built was by the financing packages from independent foundations that were going to delay any return on their money so we could build the hotel and get a return. So it's not a private project. And Patrick Jones at council said, why don't you compete with the private industry? There isn't a hotel in town that's been built at prevailing wage. We would be the only one that would have to pay that kind of premium to build a hotel. So we can't compete on the private market using that.
Yeah, when we're told we need to operate like a business and that we're failing as a business enterprise, that is so far from the truth. We do try to operate like a business, but our hands are tied, particularly in this case. There's no way with the prevailing wage. And it's not just in the case of this project. It could be in the case of whatever else we might build and even upgrading and repairing the hotel. As you're aware, most hotels every 5 years go through some kind of corporate change. And this is going to be a Sheraton. This is going to be top of the line. And they go through corporate changes, change color schemes, change flooring, these kind of – every time we would do that, even paint, prevailing wage would come to bear. And there's no way that we could afford that over the long haul.
The difference between prevailing wage and non-prevailing wage was –
About three million dollars.
Okay, so the argument behind this then is one that due to the way it's being sold and the way that the process is, there is no reason to have prevailing wage. The unions are saying, wait a minute, this is something that was it's being sold at less than market value, and it still has something to do with the city. I believe McConnell Foundation has said they will indemnify the city in case, you know, against a lawsuit, which we know is coming because it seems like it's at the state level already.
Well, it's definitely at the state level. Yeah. We have been negotiating with the union, and basically the state level is where you have to talk to, and they're not that concerned about the city of Redding.
Okay. Yeah, and the bidders that we had, two of them are already union contracted. I mean, there's union labor in this project to begin with.
Okay. Our guests are Randall Hempling and Arch Pugh, both from, both on the board of directors of Turtle Bay. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about Turtle Bay this year. It's early in the year and some of the things that are going on, but also, with the expansion that we're talking about with the hotel. What's this truly mean? Because I've also heard that that's not going to be enough to keep, you know, it's not going to make up the difference. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. 8:33 in the morning. It's currently 46 degrees in the KCNR studios. It's the 10th of February.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue and our friends down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a great place to get your hair cut. Great place just to go in there and chat. Right off Athens Avenue.
All right, we're taking your calls this morning. The lines are open. 605-4567 is the hotline. That's 605-4567. And, of course, you can go to KCNR1460.com at the chat room. We did have a comment that said, prevailing wage in Reading is about as common.
In Shasta County is about as common as the white buffalo. our guest, Archibald Pugh and Randall Hempling, both on the board of directors of Turtle Bay. You're not on the board of directors of the McConnell Foundation.
No.
Okay, so it's Turtle Bay. And you all have been involved with Turtle Bay for a long time. Well, Randall, since you've been here, but Arch, I'm sure for a long time.
How many years have you since it opened? The conception?
You know, when he looks up and he starts counting them, you know it's been a long time.
Probably 10, 15 years anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we talked, you know, this whole thing started, you know, was when the initial argument was decided and said that no prevailing wage was not going to happen. There was no reason to do it. And it was like that for a year. All the financing ideas went forward. All the financing was arranged, and then it was overturned.
Yeah, it went up on appeal, and on the appeal they were arguing the valuation issue as to whether there was value. The appraiser hired by DIR indicated there was no value added by the action by the city on the leases. And then DIR, for some reason, came back and said, well, the original decision was wrong based on the original facts, and so we're going to make a decision on that basis, and then claimed it was subject to prevailing wage.
Well, and so then that just kind of threw it all out.
The DIR
is
a political animal. Right.
Everybody felt some stress from somewhere. Sure, of course.
Yeah. No, it threw the kink in it and stopped the works.
What do we need to do as a community to move forward? What do you think the consternation or the block is at this point?
I'm not sure anybody can do anything. The union is the body that has the right to determine whether or not, when the sale takes place, or assuming the sale takes place with McConnell, the union has their rights if they wish to claim that it was not for fair value or whatever reason. And again, petition DIR or go to DIR and claim prevailing wage or sue.
If they're successful in that, does that mean the hotel goes away?
I wish I knew the answer to that right now, because I don't. We just sort of have to wait and see if that occurs. Then we have to determine what the bids are on the project. If we start
go
to,
back and rebid everything and again,
yeah, we're going to have to rebid now anyway because of the time.
Okay, I was going to say that because if it's supposed to start now, or
yeah, we would have had a. If you notice how dry it has been, we can finish this hotel by now. You know?
Okay, well that makes sense. The hotel we've heard
We're for the hotel, by the way.
And I've absolutely.
Most everybody is.
Everybody's for it.
It's a win-win.
Right now the consternation is the additional, 9 acres or something like that, which some people are having. But even with the hotel, from what I understand, that's not going to be enough. Is this true? As far as extra money going into Turtle Bay, that there still needs to be more money.
There's always going to be a need for more money. Well, it depends on what you want.
Right.
It depends on what the community wants, what the community desires. We've had some great blockbuster, exhibitions that come in there. We've not been able to put on a blockbuster in a couple of years. We've had some very good exhibitions, but we've not had Titanic. We've not had any of the big ones that draw people in that keep it fresh to the outer community. When you want those things, it costs a little bit more money to do that. But we're getting by, and we've done it by good management. It's extraordinarily well managed, gone from 66 employees down to 32.
And
still getting the job done, but we're doing, used to say we're doing more with less. Now we're starting to do less with less because maintenance and issues like that are coming. That's why the hotel is so important to us. But it allows us to expand it and create other new things that help the community. And I'll just give you an example of that came up just yesterday. I happened to be on a search committee for my church for a new rector. One of the applicants, and this is an applicant from the East Coast, put in their cover letter that they had visited here. And of the three things they noted Lake Shasta and others, but they started with saying Turtle Bay Park. They didn't call it, Exploration Park. They said Turtle Bay Park right in there. Of course, that person went right to the top of my list, potential rector. But it's known. And as I told you last year, when I was in Antarctica on a ship with Australians, I told them I was from Redding, California, and a fellow at my table said, oh, that's where they have that bridge.
Yeah.
Because they had toured the West Coast.
Yep.
And we're known because of the things that Turtle Bay is, and it's become an icon to the whole West Coast, and we need to take advantage of that. So, the hotel, no, it will. The money's thrown off by it would cover what we're looking at as our shortfall today. But we're going to get bigger and bigger, so we'll either add new things or whatever that generate revenue. And the community's extraordinarily generous, and hope to see everybody on March 29th at there.
Oh, absolutely! That's Jeans, Jewels, and Hooray for Hollywood.
Yes,
which you have. They're wonderful. It's a Turtle Bay auction. And we've participated in this since, I think, 6 years since I've been in Reading. And it's a wonderful event. And so many people are so generous with art. Oh, the best art. The best art silent auction in that I've been to. Mm-hmm. And so many other items. But it's just really great. People come forward. And this money goes towards helping keep the park and all of the Turtle Bay activities alive.
Yes.
Are we going to continue with the little birds that little the little ones that drink the nectar?
Oh, yeah, they've got a whole parrot display on now.
That's probably, I mean, it's a great park. We go there. But that's probably one of my favorite things. I just go in there. I'm swarmed by birds that like me. It's like my dog. They like me. My dog likes me. I like the place. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, we're talking Turtle Bay.
Everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
The NorCal Jazz Festival, a new regional event, is taking place this spring in both Redding and Chico. An inaugural Founders Club fundraiser will be held at Old City Hall in Redding on February 22nd, featuring Stephanie Foose and Bernie Baker and the Jimmy Grant Quartet. There will be wine, hors d'oeuvres, and more. The Founders Club event will kick off this new festival, which honors America's music, jazz. Visit NorCalJazzFestival.com, like us on Facebook, or call 520-4742 for details.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards. And by the way, we have just a few bookings left from what I heard Friday. I hope 474-5546 are the reservation lines. The 14th of February, which is the actual Valentine's Day, Candice Lavolsi is out there. And last I heard, there were reservations after 7:30. We have a few tables left on the 15th. That's Rick Hill, Bruce Kalin, Pat Carch, and myself. We're going to be singing and playing and having a great time. Love to have you with us.
Dancing and great food.
Absolutely. So give them a call. And, it doesn't see, but probably 65 people. So come be with us on February 15th. That's Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, 474-5546. Our guests are Archibald Pugh and Randall Hempling. They're on the board of directors for Turtle Bay. But, you know, there's so much more in our community. But if I got into everything they did in our community, it'd take up the other 15 minutes here. Mm-hmm. It's 8:45 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. Let's go back. You know, I want to hit this contract one more time because this is diametrically opposed what you just told us, and you're on the board of Turtle Bay, as what I've heard in other places is once the – and I just want to hammer it home one more time – is that if the land is sold to the McConnell Foundation, that – the covenants that keep it as an educational park stay in place.
Absolutely.
They cannot build another hotel down there. They can't build a riverside restaurant. They can't build a whatever if in that 14 acres.
No, that's correct. It's not open for them to build or McConnell to do anything with. It's, Turtle Bay right. has the lease, and Turtle Bay is in control of the total property subject okay. to the lease and the covenants therein all and right. the uses that are allowed.
Okay, so that's so if it's and I've heard things like IMAX, you know, putting up other theaters down there, but it all has to do with the educational side for the community.
Everything that's within the covenants of Turtle Bay would be allowed.
Okay,
and that's only for the public benefit. There's nothing inures to any individual or any other foundation or anything in this, and it is disappointing that so many people put that out there, and I can't explain their rationale for doing it. It's either ignorance or meanness because it has no basis in fact.
So we've got guys have been contractors here, been working in construction a long time. I've only been on two or three prevailers, that's what I guess they call them, in 24 years, and that was HVAC, or he's in HVAC. So the prevailing wage, if this goes through, is going to – that would be a big impact. Monetarily wise.
Well, major yeah. impact. It takes us out of the prospect okay. of having a profitable job, of having a building that will return any money to us. Okay. And so it makes no sense to build if you have that problem.
Okay. We've got a question. Jim, good morning. You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question there. On the Sheridan lease on that thing there, do they have a set amount that they take out per month or per year for their lease, or do they do it on a percentage basis?
I can't quote the exact details of it, but we have a company called Azul, which is the management company, because none of us are competent to manage a hotel, and they would get a management fee, as you would in any other manager, and it would just be part of the cost of operation.
And so it would be based on how much money is brought in?
I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I'm sure there's a base, and then it may be some percentage, but it's a routine percentage of management as a management fee.
Okay. Thank you.
We have another contractor in here says that he's worked on many prevailing wage jobs in Shasta County over the decades. So you've got two contractors that are, you know.
Well, as we told you, two of the contracts are the contractors that are union contractors.
Right.
And right now they're not working on this job because of these issues brought about by.
And all this is private funding too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything that's being done is all private funding.
For the
hotel and all this. There's no taxpayer money going into this.
No.
Which is another, I think, misconception from people is that, we're going to be using taxpayers' money to build this hotel.
No, and the only taxpayer money that comes from this hotel, and it's from the hotel, goes to the city to the tune of about $500,000 a year of new revenues to the city to help pay for, obviously, the indebtedness that the city has to its pensions and things like streets, which are underfunded. There's a huge
public
need for
safety. Public yeah, safety and
public
infrastructure.
Safety,
anything over that is a.
See, that's the part
I don't understand.
That's the part that I'm having. I have trouble with, and that it's a new venture. If this were some private enterprise that wanted to come in and build something in the community and add something, the city would be bending over backwards. If this were in Stillwater Park or something like that, but for whatever reason, there's a lot of just conflict related to this, which is unneeded. And it's mostly based on misinformation, and we're trying to get it out there.
Well,
and that's
what we're trying to do is we want all sides here. We're letting all sides come in and give their point of view here because, you know, it's important that the public know what's really happening and that the public can make up their mind and say, hey, you know what, this is what I'm going to support here. Some people are just going to automatically, when they hear the McConnell Foundation, are just going to automatically make up their mind right there. You know, either plus or minus on that. I mean, and just you know, Linda and I have only lived here for going on 7 years now. And it's, and when you're from the outside looking in, and you too, Rand, I mean, from the outside looking in, you see things and you wonder what's brought us to this level. I mean, because we don't see it. We see the results of whatever happened in the, you know, in the past today. People helping each other, you know, people getting behind things. You know, I see the bridge, I see Turtle Bay, I see these things. And I, we weren't here when the initial consternation began, I guess. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our last segment here today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Let me think now. Oh, Valentine's Day. Looking for those jewels there, Randall? Looking for that perfect necklace? Looking for that arch? Looking for that ring? Looking for that tennis bracelet? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Leonard and his associates got a direct link into Israel and diamonds. You know, it's a conduit for diamonds there. Anything you can possibly want. State jewelry.
It's state jewelry. You know,
Linda, one of Linda's favorite places.
You can take your gold and diamonds in them, get quotes of what they're worth, as well,
you know, appraisals
as
appraisals and all that.
The only watchmaker in town that can actually build
repair,
a watch and
repair watches
is an expert. So
that's right. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest Randall Hempling and Arch Pugh from the Turtle Bay Board of Directors. They are not involved in the day-to-day of the sell. So, and we've kept away from that. Right. We do have three appraisals. We have the one from that McConnell got the first time for $75,000, and then there was one from the city, which was $485,000 or something, and then a third one in the middle someplace there. So right now the negotiations on who's going to you know, how much they're going to sell it for. Right now it's 3-2 in favor of it, in favor of selling the I mean, from what I've read and seen and talked to everybody, it's 3-2 in favor of selling. We need to have the we need to have something that's going to help supplement the funds out at Turtle Bay if we want to continue to have this place open.
And supplement the city.
In the city.
That's the double win in this because of the tax, the TOT taxes and the, you know, the construction permits and these kind of things that benefit the city.
$500,000 a year is what it's estimated. I've got a question. We have a caller. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, please. I'm not that knowledgeable on this Turtle Bay business here, but how many years are left on the existing lease? And after the expiration of that term, if I understand what I've been hearing from you folks, then the land would be belong to the McConnell Foundation with no restrictions on its use. Is that a correct assumption?
Not totally. The lease is approximately 86 years to go. And that when the land is reverted back after the 86 years, McConnell would own that land, but it would be subject to the land use restrictions that are on all of that area together with the riverfront plan, which leaves most of that in wetland and a great portion of it only used for park and recreation purposes.
And those restrictions are what, by the general plan of the city or the master plan?
Yeah, that's general plan and the city ordinances to date.
So that's, again, subject to change by the city itself, then?
The city could at some point in time change that with the land that they get back from Turtle Bay as well as the land that McConnell would own.
Yeah, in 86 years.
So then the value of that property then would be basically general commercial value?
No. It would not be general commercial because of the way it's zoned and restricted as of this point for the use.
At this point. Okay. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd, for calling.
Wow. I think there's probably some truth in that. You never know. This is where it stands now. But if the city council comes in and decides to make changes, that could always happen. But we're thinking about how we build our future here and make Reading a better place.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah,
what are we doing with it today?
Yeah, look at the property. Look what's down there. I mean, don't just talk about Turtle Bay. We have the Civic Center. We have the rodeo grounds. We have an absolute center of cultural development for this community right there in one place. Why would anybody want to change that? Why would you convert that to anything other than the use it has now?
Well, you know, Randall, I hear what you're saying. And you see things that make sense, like this could be a center of culture. But I also know, and I'm not saying it's happening, but I also know that people, when they want to do certain things, will make changes. The fact, though, is that the big thing today is the covenants that are on it are not going to happen. They're not going to change. There's not going to be a commercial enterprise put up to benefit the McConnell Foundation because it goes directly against the covenants of the lease that are still there even if the land is sold because the Turtle Bay. And you've made this really clear today. And I appreciate that to everybody who's listening that there's not going to be any changes. Everything there in that 14 acres goes right back to Turtle Bay.
Yes.
Right. And that's why the appraisals came in the way they did is because they're appraised with the lease in place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think there's always, and I think this is just the nature of mankind, the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
It's just a natural.
And people don't trust government. People don't trust, you know, it goes back to a lot of things, as we know. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us today. And we appreciate this is the kind of thing that it's big for our city.
Come back in 6 months and let us know what's happening.
Oh, trust me.
From the inside.
You'll be back before that. Because this is way before that.
You will be there for the groundbreaking.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it was funny. We had a new business here because on Wednesday mornings we introduced new businesses in town here, you know, via the Chamber of Commerce. And the lady that was here that just opened up in Dwelling said, Reading, the water is filled with art. in the city of Reading.
Art in the water.
Art in the water. And when you hear that from somebody coming in from another place, and you think, and people, because I read things about redneck one-tooth people that they don't see these things. That, you know, is, I think, is hateful in some parts. But having people come in from other places and they come in to see our art and see our beautiful way of life up here. So thank you. Thank you so much for being on the Board of Directors. I know it's not easy for that.
Well, thank you. Okay. Appreciate the opportunity.
This week, Sheriff's going to be on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about explosives and a few other things. Yeah. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 14 Georgia counties have been placed under a state of emergency by Governor Nathan Deal. Another winter storm expected to sweep into the region tomorrow. A couple of weeks ago, a snow and ice storm paralyzed the metro Atlanta area, with motorists stranded and numerous vehicles abandoned along the roads. At that time, Deal delivered this mea culpa.
We did not respond in the magnitude at an earlier enough time to be able to avoid some of these consequences.
Atlanta is not included in the emergency declaration, but emergency responders are on alert. A rare snowstorm has dumped on parts of the Pacific Northwest, Seattle and Portland, among places digging out. Dylan Rivera is with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. He says the city's limited plow fleet has had a tough time keeping up with the weather.
We don't have the resources to plow and de-ice